Valley View Hospital in Glenwood Springs is a nonprofit. It doesn't pay federal, state, or local taxes. Instead, it provides charity care to some patients. That's discounted care for those lacking the means to pay their full hospital bills. In the years since 2013, the hospital spending on charity care has decreased. All the while, Valley View has earned profits averaging around $20 million a year. So where is the money going?
Pues ese día me dio muy fuerte dolor y fui al hospital.
In January of 2018, a woman we'll call Kika went to Valley View Hospital's emergency room. She had a sharp pain in her stomach and blood in her stool. We're not using Kika's real name because she's undocumented. Her colon was swollen and bleeding. The doctors at Valley View thought she might have colon cancer. She didn't. Still, she spent 4 days in the hospital. And she'll spend 5.5 years paying it off.
20,501.
She got out of the hospital and 2 weeks later received a bill in the mail. It was for over $20,000. Because Kika is undocumented, she can't get health insurance. She applied for charity care from Valley View, but was told that she didn't qualify because her family's income was above the hospital's threshold. Instead, Valley View gave her two options: pay the whole bill now or get a loan. Kika got a loan through a company in Grand Junction, which is charging her a 10% interest rate. She'll pay off her $20,000 bill and $6,000 of interest until 2024.
Son $400 al mes extras de nuestros gastos al mes. Es como un carro.
It's $400 each month beyond our regular expenses. It's like buying a new car.
While Kika didn't benefit from the hospital's charity care policy, other patients do. Each year, Valley View donates millions of dollars to help people pay their hospital bills. In exchange, the hospital doesn't pay taxes. In recent years, the amount Valley View has spent on charity care has fallen. In 2013, the hospital spent almost $8 million providing charity care. 4 years later, $4.7 million. No one says how much charity care nonprofit hospitals need to provide to justify their tax break.
There is no threshold, so you get a tax advantage if you provide a certain level of charity care, not a requirement.
Gerard Anderson is the director at Johns Hopkins Center for Hospital Finance and Management. He says the hospitals themselves decide if they're doing enough.
In most every place, it is just a trust me, I'm doing good things kind of deal.
Hospitals need to provide some amount of discounted health care to get a tax break. But Anderson says that's only one element of the benefit nonprofit hospitals provide their communities. They might also train doctors or do research. Valley View, for example, leases space free of charge to Mountain Family Health Centers, which is a community health center that cares for the medically underserved. We don't know if Valley View's community benefit outweighs their tax break. But in a 2018 study, Anderson found the tax break that most nonprofit hospitals receive is worth more than the benefits they provide their communities. In short, Anderson found that in general, nonprofit hospitals get more than they give, which leads to an obvious question.
What are they doing with the profits? They're keeping them.
At the end of the day, the responsibility of the hospital is to the community.
Charlie Krevling is Valley View's CFO. He says the hospital runs an impressive operation.
You don't see small hospitals like Valley View have the neurosurgery complement that we do or the cardiovascular complement that we do.
It was the first hospital in the state to use lasers in treating a heart condition called atrial fibrillation. Doctors there use a robotic arm in joint replacement surgery. The staff includes highly trained specialists like interventional cardiologists and neurologists, several of whom earn million-dollar salaries. This kind of sophistication has made this relatively small rural hospital prestigious. In 2013, it was one of just 10 hospitals in the whole state to receive the highest surgical rating from Consumer Reports. Krevling says the care that the hospital offers is what the consumers are demanding.
If you wanted 2010 medicine, we could provide it a whole lot cheaper. But people don't want that. They want the latest technology, the latest pharmaceuticals, the latest imaging.
Krevling says the hospital provides community benefit by providing jobs. It also cares for patients on government-run insurance programs like Medicare and Medicaid, which he says don't fully reimburse the hospital.
I would argue that that is certainly a community benefit.
Every few years, the hospital conducts a survey to see how it's doing meeting the community's healthcare needs. The latest report on this came out in December. It found the community recognizes Valley View is top-notch. However, respondents listed access to healthcare as most essential to overall community health. And the biggest hurdle to accessing care, they said, was the cost.
El problema del colon es un problema muy serio.
Even though she's $26,000 in debt, Kika is grateful for Valley View. She's alive, after all. And she says the doctors there were great.
En el trato del hospital, a mí me atendieron muy bien.
The hospital treated me very well. I want to be clear about this. I felt taken care of. And most importantly, I'm healthy now.
Estoy bien de salud. Es lo más importante.
But had she known what she knows now, she would have gone somewhere else, she says. She's already trying to get her follow-up appointments moved to the hospital in Rifle. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Wyatt Orm.